Oh, hi there. You must be my appointment. My 4 o'clock? Excellent. Well, okay. Why don't you just get comfy on the couch there while I just get everything set up? Cool. So, I hear that you're here today because you need to learn how to relax. Well, that's simple. I can definitely help you with that. Sounds good? Okay. So, a lot of people have this issue, being unable to relax. They have the issue where they just can't get themselves comfortable or in a place where they feel like they can just let themselves go. But that's definitely something that you and I can work on right here, right now. So, why don't we work on something really quickly? Why don't you take a nice deep breath in and out? That's right. That's right. And while you focus on your breathing for a moment, I'm just going to talk to you. You see, that's what I'm here for. I'm here to help you. I'm here to help you relax. You see, you came to see me today for this hypnotherapy session so that you and I could get more acquainted and get you more comfortable, more relaxed. That's right. And all I'm going to do is just hypnotize you, and we're going to teach your mind how to relax. Does that sound good? Very good. Okay, so with your eyes closed now, I just want you to focus on your body. I want you to focus on all the places that might be holding tension in your body. And I want you to imagine how good it would feel to let all that tension go. How good it would feel to allow all that tension just dissipate. As you focus, as you fixate on those places, as you just allow yourself to unwind. So maybe you start at the top of your head, maybe you start at the tips of your toes, but it doesn't really matter where you start, because we both know where this will end, don't we? Yes, with you relaxing so easily, so effortlessly. And while you focus on relaxing, focusing on your breathing, and just focus on listening to the sound of my voice, I just want to get you to imagine something. I want you to imagine a big black and white spiral in the back of your mind. A black and white spiral that just spins around and around and around. And while you focus, while you imagine that spiral, you can just see yourself drawn into the center. And while you stare at the center, you can just realize that you're actually being pulled down, down, down into that spiral. And as you follow it with your eyes, the more you follow it, the more you feel a familiar sense of yourself just gently spinning, gently moving, gently drifting down into it. That's right. And as you continue to spiral down, spin down into that spiral, you can just find yourself relaxing more and more. Relaxing more with each second that passes, with each and every single word that I say. And while you focus, while you fixate on that spiral, that's right, you can just feel yourself being pulled, sinking deeper and deeper and deeper down, down into trance, down into hypnosis, down into relaxation. And it feels very good to know that you can just sink easily and effortlessly down into a simple trance state. And for the moment, every time I say the word sleep and snap my fingers, you can just find yourself drifting back into the space of trance. Every time I say sleep and snap my fingers, you can just find yourself coming back to this space, easily and effortlessly drawn into this trance. When I say that word sleep and snap my fingers, that's right. And that's easy to do. That's easy to think about. While you just relax, while you just sink, while you just let everything go. Until that point when I snap my fingers again and tell you that you are wide awake. Hi. So that was just a small taste of relaxation, just so we can get you a little bit primed, a little bit ready, a little bit more prepared for what we're about to do. You see, I know you've had problems with relaxation for such a long time. You told me in our previous session. that you just can't get relaxed. Maybe it's your job, is it? It sounds like you just have a lot of stress in your life. And maybe we need to come up with ways for you to let all of that stress go, all of that anxiety go, as you just relax, as you just sink down back into that trance state. And we can get you there very easily. All I have to do is snap my fingers and say, sleep. That's right. Sleep. That's right. And as you fall, as you drift, as you sink back down, 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 down into that place of gentle relaxation, down to that place where you just feel the familiar trancey feelings of sleep just overwhelming you, the relaxation overwhelming you, as you just find yourself comfortable and relaxed. Comfortable and relaxed, that's right. We all have moments in our lives when we feel stressed out, where we feel unable to relax, unable to let everything go. But this moment is one of those moments where we can take all of that unnecessary stress, unnecessary tension, unnecessary, and just ball it up inside ourselves. So I want you now to scan your body for every single ounce of tension, scan your body for every single little piece of tension that you might hold, as you just hold it there in the middle, in the center of you, in one big ball, and you can see it glowing in the center of you as you just hold that ball. Feel the weight of it. Feel all of the unnecessary stress and the unnecessary tension as you just let that ball go. So do it. Release the ball. Release it. Let it go. Let it fall. Let it drop. Let it drift away from you completely and totally. That's right. Completely and totally. Letting everything go. As you just sink, as you just fall, as you just float down. Down deeper and deeper and deeper. That's right. And now you're realizing how good it feels to just fully relax. To just fully let go. To just allow yourself to have this moment where you can just be free of all burden, of all thought, of everything except relaxation. And that feels good, doesn't it? Yes. And it's good that you came to see me today so that I could help you with your problem with relaxation, so that I could help you relax more, so that I could help you with your little problem of relaxation. But now it's time to wake you up just as easily as I say, wide awake, up you come. That's right. Hi. And so now do you feel more relaxed, more comfortable? Oh, that's really good to hear. I'm glad. And you know our sessions, you and me, can continue. That's right. So just close your eyes. That's right, close your eyes. I just want to try something with you. You see, I know that you've come to see me a few times about your stress issue, and that's okay. We all need a hypnotherapist from time to time to just tell us what to do, tell us what to think. And you know what? I am very qualified in the ways of hypnosis, and I'm perfectly qualified to be able to tell you what to think, tell you what to do. In fact, some people seek out my services specifically to be told what to do, specifically to be told what to think. And with your eyes closed, you can just imagine me sitting there in front of you with a shiny gold pocket watch in my hands. That's right. And you can just watch me swing and sway that pocket watch in front of your eyes. And in the back of your mind, the imagination of me sitting in front of you, waving a pocket watch in front of your face is just so seductive, so enrapturing, and it just brings you such joy. It evokes such feelings of trance that you just become fixated the second it happens, and you just feel yourself just drifting on that feeling, on that idea of me with a pocket watch. You can imagine the sounds that it makes. Tick, tock, tick, talk, while you watch it swing, while you watch it sway, while you watch it dangling in front of your eyes, allowing yourself to become drawn in by it. Because I have a little secret to tell you. You see, I'm not just a hypnotherapist. You see, I have a special power deep within me, powers in mind control and hypnosis and people like yourself come to see me. And that's right, I draw you in. And then once you found yourself encaptured and snared, entranced by me, I decide to take control. I decide to slip into your mind and allow your will, your thoughts, your world to just become my thoughts and my will. You see, I am skilled in the art of hypnotic domination, and I will dominate your mind just gently, penetrating your thoughts so easily as you just find yourself slipping back into that trance, as you just sleep down deep. And it feels good to slip, it feels good to fall, it feels good to sink back down to sleep for me. That's right, sleep for me. And while you're here relaxing, you can just imagine how good it would feel to be so helpless, so completely obedient to my words, to my whims. That's right, as I completely flip this script and turn the table on you, as you feel yourself reeling from the realization that you are going to be made into my helplessly hypnotized thrall. But I bet you're okay with that. And somewhere deep inside your mind, you realize that actually it's really nice. It's a really entertaining thought that pops into your head of you kneeling before me, succumbing to my whims as me, the person who helps you with your issues, controls your mind so very easily. And it's fun to think that this service that I provide is so much deeper, runs so much deeper than you could have even imagined. And right now, I bet your mind is just filled with thoughts of me. So let's give you something to think about. Let's get you fixating on obedience. Obedience. Obedience, that word. That word is just such a nice word, isn't it? Obedience. While you focus, while you fixate on the thought of obedience, you can just say, I obey, I obey, I obey, under your breath. And while you whisper those words to yourself, you can just feel the pleasure that they bring. That's right, the pleasure that they bring. It feels good to know that pleasure comes from obedience, because obedience is pleasure and pleasure is obedience. And every single time you say the word obey, you just feel a little spark of pleasure deep, deep down within you. It just starts in that place that feels so very good to feel those pleasurable feelings, those happy, content feelings in obedience, in obeying. As you just find yourself reeling from the realization that you are being ensnared, enthralled, encaptured by me, but it feels so very, very good, doesn't it? It feels good to be under my thrall. It feels good to be under my spell. And more so, it feels good to have your mind distracted while I talk to you about all these fun things, the ideas of obedience, of obeying, of being deeply and helplessly controlled like this. Feels good, doesn't it? Yes, it does. It does feel good. And you know what else feels good? Just focus on those, saying those words, I obey, I obey, I obey. And while you focus on your mantra, you can just allow me to talk to your mind, and it doesn't really matter what I'm saying. I say so many things in a day that I'm sure you don't need to remember all of them. All of those silly things that come out of my mouth. And of course, forgetting to remember and remembering to forget is such an important skill when it comes to this, when it comes to our little chats about obedience. And of course, every single time you think of this session, that you think of this little game that we played today, all you'll be able to feel, all you'll be able to remember, all that will spring to mind is the thought, I learned how to relax and it feels good. I learned how to relax and it feels good. As you forget to remember, remember to forget the words that spring to mind. And the only thing that springs to mind when you think of this, when you remember this, when you try to recall anything about this session that we had today, is I learned how to relax and it felt good. Because it's true, you did learn to relax and it did feel good. You learned to relax and it felt good. It felt good to slip under my control. It felt good to obey. And of course, your mind so focused, so enthralled on obedience, that all it can remember to remember, and all it can recall is, I learned how to relax and it felt good. Because that's all you did. That's all that we did today. That's all we talked about, isn't it? Yes, it is. And the deeper you try and go, the deeper you try and pull into your memories of this session, of this little experience, the deeper your mind just seems to reel, just seems to sink, just seems to fall into that thought, into that pattern of thinking, I learned how to relax and it felt good. Almost as if the memory of this is just wiped from your mind, clean wiped from your mind, because you don't need to remember it at all. After all, I say so many things in a day. I say so many things to your mind that some of them just seem to disappear right from your memory, and that's okay. That's fun, isn't it? This can just be our little secret, a little game that we play, where you just lose yourself, where you just lose yourself to the relaxation and to the realization that you learned how to relax and it felt good, didn't it? Now stop. Stop saying I obey, because we know that you obey. You obey so completely, so thoroughly. And of course, when I trance you like this, you can just go down deeper every single time. And that feels good to know that you go deeper for me each and every single time. But now it's time to wake you up. Now it's time to return you back to the world of the waking and allow you to go about your day, whatever that may be for you. And of course, each and every single time you try and pull memories of this session that we had, all you remember is that you learned to relax and it felt good, because that's what fills the gaping hole of this memory where this file should be. Because of course, when you try and think about it, when you try and remember it, all you can remember is, I learned to relax and it felt good, because that's what we did. That's exactly what we did, isn't it? Yes, that's all we did. You learned to relax, it felt good. And I said lots and lots and lots of different things, but half of those are not important, are they? No. So you can just remember that. And forgetting to remember, remembering to forget is such an important thing, because it's something that I said. And it's something that I told you to do. And whatever I tell you to do is so important, isn't it? Yes. So, in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 10. And when I reach the number 10, you'll be wide awake, alert, refreshed and energized, remembering exactly what I told you to remember, forgetting what you need to forget. Because of course it's important to follow instructions now, isn't it? Yes. So coming up on the count of 10 with 1, 2, 3, that's right, energy flooding your body with 4, 5, 6, the memories of this file just flooding into that phrase. That's right, with 7, 8, 9 on the next number, wide awake, alert, refreshed and energized with 10, wide awake. Hi everybody, I hope you enjoyed this little roleplay session that we had. And if you want to see more of these, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at The Secret Subject. Follow me on Tumblr at Not The Secret Subject. Head over to my Discord server if you want to talk about hypnosis with like-minded people. Remember, it is 18 plus, so adults only. Or head over to my erotic hypnosis Patreon, patreon.com/thesecretsubject. And as always, folks, don't forget to keep it trancy. I will see you later. Goodbye.